Are you a druid, a hunter, a mage? These are just some of the characters you can play in the online game World of Warcraft. But what about other secondary characters you meet in the game, like the innkeeper who serves you a beer or the guy you buy weapons from? These are called non-playable characters or NPCs. Our colleagues Ben Brock Johnson and Amory Sievertson from the podcast Endless Thread have been exploring an interesting development in the world of NPCs. They start by defining what NPCs are.
Weren't there some like mushrooms or something in Mario? Are those NPCs?
I had the same question.
That's actually kind of interesting to be, because there's kind of some argument about whether enemies are NPCs or not.
This is Carly.
My name's Carly Kasurik, and I live in Chicago, where I teach in the game design and experiential media program at Illinois Tech.
That seems like a cool job.
Does it feel like a cool job? Most of the time, yeah.
Except when she has to define basic video game terminology for for someone like you or me.
Even if you think about early text adventures, right? Like, you're a character in that world, but there's lots of other characters in that world that are only being controlled kind of by the programming of the game.
Over time, as computing power grows, so does the ability to not just have kind of simple main characters and enemies, but a whole host of different kinds of characters in a game.
So these characters are just programmed to say a certain number of things, and this becomes like the soundtrack to your to your life, or these voices repeating things over and over again.
Yeah. And if you play the heck out of a game like Grand Theft Auto, which I did a lot of, you basically hear this stuff in your sleep, you know, like repeating phrases over and over. They would also often have like a set physicality to them too, right? Like they'd stand and bounce or bob in this kind of like looping way, doing something over and over again, like waving or like swaggering or something. They would walk certain ways or run certain ways. And I think we sort of got used to NPCs around this time in the early 2000s. And over time, NPCs became our friends, or at least our familiars. We've had fun messing with them, but we've always been the main characters ourselves, and the NPCs have always been in the computer. Until last summer, when some of us stopped being the main characters and started being NPCs.
Ice cream so good. Ice cream so good. Meow. Anibales.
It's the pizza, mamma mia. It's the pizza, mamma mia.
Rayos. Rayos.
So cute. Jinkies. Thank you, Awaken. Jinkies.
These are people who stream themselves online as NPCs. The most famous NPC streamer right now is probably Pinky Doll, who last summer, Amory, became popular enough to catch the attention of Logan Paul.
This chick's making bank.
$7,000 a day.
Pinky Doll is a Canadian TikToker. She started NPC live streaming way back in January. Apparently, she was inspired by, shocker, Grand Theft Auto. But she developed a personality all her own.
Ice cream so good. Ice cream so good. Yes.
So is she like she is the star of NPC streamers, or are there others who are doing this just as professionally?
So she's far from the only one, but at least here in the U.S., she is the OG, if there can be such a thing in ephemeral internet trends. Here's Washington Post technology columnist Taylor Lorenz.
Pinky Doll was sort of like the original viral star, and then everybody started doing it, and then it became kind of a meme.
There's a growing number of people that are doing this. And what is interesting to me here is that NPC streaming seems to almost be the like latest development and an evolution of how humans are emulating video games. And in some cases, they're getting paid by people to do that.
And how do they pay them? How does that work?
So it's almost like microtransactions. Like if you remember the blogosphere, Amory, we used to be able to like send a little tip to a blogger, couple of bucks, whatever.
Uh-huh.
In the video game world, you might buy an accessory also, like, and send it to the character or like put it on the character who then like kind of acknowledges that you've given them an accessory by like moving a certain way or saying something. So Taylor says, in this way, the real-life non-playable character thing is kind of the same.
you know, are on your app and you buy a emoji or like a little graphic icon that will appear on screen. Each one of those is worth a certain amount of money and you can send it to the streamer that you like.
Amory Taylor makes this point that in some ways, this is another example of a creator economy that is really liberating and democratizing. She says, you know, easy for trends like this to pop up and to get really frothy really quick because people can actually really make money easily. All right, so Amory, we've talked a lot about MPC streaming, but you can't really talk about this trend without talking to the real originator.
Konnichiwa, Natsue Koko desu. Watashi wa itsumo...
Hello, I'm Natsue Koko. I do TikTok live NPC streaming. My niche is Mute Live.
Mute Live. What is that?
Mute Live というのは
Mute Live is a silent stream, or Mugen Haishin in Japanese. But basically, it means communicating with reactions only and not talking.
Communication を取ることを
We should say that this was a truly team effort. My brother, who happens to be fluent in Japanese, respect, big bro, translated on the phone and afterwards for the call because Natsue does not speak English. The voice in English you are hearing is WBUR podcast producer Franny Monahan. And just so you get a sense of this Mute Live idea, Amory, here's one of Natsue's live streams on TikTok.
Huh?
Okay, so people are sending her emojis and she's non-verbally reacting with her expressions. Like when they send is that a paw? She reacts in some way and then they send her fireworks and she reacts another way. I honestly cannot keep track of like what people are sending her and how she's reacting and why, what emoji triggers what reaction. I mean, she's choosing to do it, but then other people dictate what she does. I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's a little weird, right? Men NPC streamers, by the way, seem way less common or at least less popular than women NPC streamers, which makes it even stranger in some ways. I had asked Taylor Lorenz about this. Do you feel like misogyny and NPC streaming are connected?
I think misogyny all over the internet is like pretty pervasive. I mean, the thing is people can kind of feel like they're controlling a woman.
Yeah, I feel weird about it.
I also asked Natsue, as the person who apparently started NPC streaming back in 2020 before anyone else. I asked her about this too.
I don't see the discrimination you're referring to. I should also say that one area where I may be a little different from others is that Natsue Koko is set up where things like age and gender don't exist. If you were to ask, what makes you an NPC? It's that an NPC isn't anything or anyone.
I want to know what she gets out of it. I mean, money is the obvious answer. But like also... I don't know. Does she feel like it's time well spent?
She told us she does. She really enjoys the adoration from fans, and she enjoys the artistic aspect of this as she sees it. And while some people feel like this is a trend that has already peaked and broke, it does not feel that way for Natsue.
置いていくからです。
I'll do it until I die.
Whoa. I don't know about that, man. I don't know. I haven't heard anybody talk about NFTs in a long time. I'm not saying they're gone, but one year it's NFT, the next year it's NPC, the next year it's NBC. I don't know. I don't know.
She's serious about it, obviously. There are all these people that we see in our daily life, and in a way, they're all non-playable characters for us. But we are non-playable characters for them. So in a way, like, we are all both NPCs and main characters.
Yeah, and I guess I could also see, as small as this might be, that maybe as the world feels increasingly chaotic and out of our control, I don't know, but it is like this one tiny, tiny, tiny thing that we can control until the trend is completely gone.
Do you want to know where it's going?
Yeah.
Taylor did mention some new kinds of trends that are happening more now that are feel like they're in some way connected to this continuum that NPC streamers are also part of.
They're basically these interactive streams where you pay and you can sort of subject the person on screen to various forms of sort of light torture. I mean, it's usually loud noises, waking them up. It'll pour water on their head or, you know, it'll interact in those ways. It's very dark and it always makes me sad for the people on the stream.
Turn us off. Turn us off.
Worst Black Mirror episode ever.
Oh, God.
That was Ben Brock Johnson and Amory Sievertson from the podcast Endless Thread.